Well, hello, everybody. This is Single Life with Dr. G, dating over 40. And you know what the motto is. I am here to help you stay sane in this crazy world of dating. I am so excited. Here we are with our second episode on the Visual Podcast. I tell you what, things are really heating up. And if you are listening just auditorially, I want you to go to affecttv.com, AFFECT.com, and you can see us. You can actually see me, what I'm thinking, what I'm saying, all of the movements. Guys, I have a lot. I have a lot of movements going on. And you can see these beautiful guests that I have with me today. So go to affecttv.com. You can even go to my website. You have it linked there. YouTube, drgtv.com. I mean, we're everywhere. Thank you to all of our audience in the country around the world. We have an international audience and we're growing each and every week. So thank you for making this wonderful. All right. Guys, you know what? We're going to get started. And last week we talked about what men say they need and want. Well, guess whose turn it is? It's the ladies' turn to talk about what we need and what we want from men. Now, this is going to be so important. And I brought in two powerful guests. But this is important. I'm going to tell you why. Because most of the time, men are not trying to find out what a woman needs. But women, we do. We're always saying, well, what is it that a man is thinking? What does he want? What do we need to do? Men, you all are just, y'all like, okay, we don't need all of that. You know, I guess you just feel like you are all we need. We're going to give you some extra pointers today because we're talking about what women say they need and want. And I brought in some former guests. Jennifer, she's the second guest in season one. And then Delanda was the sixth or seventh guest talking about dating after divorce. And Jennifer, you were on talking about, you know, attracting the wrong man. So I wanted to bring back some of our former guests that were just fantastic. Without further ado, we're going to introduce them and I'm going to find out all about Jennifer. So Jennifer, tell everybody who you are.
Okay, I'm Jennifer Phillips. I am an author, I'm a blogger. I also work in corporate America currently. I have a book that I wrote 2 years ago. It's Perfect in All His Ways. I'm working on my second book now. I speak now and I just live in my truth and I'm happy and I'm free.
Happy and free. So single status, tell us about that.
I'm dating.
Okay.
So I'm not married.
Okay.
And I'm not committed. I'm dating.
Okay. So that, you know what that means? She's available. Okay.
She didn't say that.
I said it.
I would actually say I'm busy. My schedule's full.
Okay.
I'm good.
Unless the right person came along that right. Was your purpose partner. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Well, there you go. Oh, now we're going to hear from Delanda. Tell us all about yourself.
Well, Delanda Burns, living on purpose. So focused on self-love, self-help. I am in corporate America as well. Mother to adult children. Grandmother, believe it or not.
Wow.
And I am actually single again and just letting God decide how that's going to work out.
Okay, so why don't you tell everybody out there, because some people is like, single again, what does that mean? What does that mean, single again?
So I have been married. I was married 11 years. I've been single again 2 years.
So. Okay, so that's really the contemporary way of saying I'm divorced. So yeah. We're single again. And so, and of course, everybody knows my story. I was married for almost 24 years, and I have been in this single journey for 11 years and loving it. When I tell you loving it, so that's a whole nother podcast that we'll talk about one day about the single people by choice who choose to be single. But today, men, I want you to grab your glass of wine. I'm not sure if you need to drink a beer while you listen to this, but I want you to hear everything that we're saying. Grab your pen because we do have some things that we would like to say as far as what women need and want. Now, again, Dr. Conway talked about this, and I thought it was so important and significant that in these relationships that we try to form or the relationships that we're already in, how do we make this work? How do we understand each other? Because we're just created differently. We are going to look at three secrets that women wish that men knew. So the first secret is we really want to be a priority in your life. Okay. Delonda, what do you say about that?
Absolutely, a priority. So for me, from experience, it's putting me ahead of, you know, the family, ahead of the siblings, ahead of the children, because I want to know that I am the most important person in your life when we're there in the dating realm. Making sure that I'm not going to chase you. I'm not going to come behind you. Just understanding that you value me so I can value you. That priority, that most important person in your life.
Okay. Jennifer.
Ask me that question again, because I need to make sure I get it right.
So one of the secrets that he talked about was that women wish that men knew that we want to be a priority in their life.
Okay. So are we talking about dating or are we talking about married?
Either or both.
Dating, I need to see your priorities because I don't expect for you to prioritize me over certain things like your family, your children, God. Okay. I need to know that you know that order with me not in there.
Okay, that's good.
Now, once we decide to talk about marriage, then of course, we are one. So to me, prioritizing doesn't exist because I am you and you are me.
Oh, okay.
So it shouldn't be an effort. We are one. We move as a unit. This is a partnership. So we shouldn't take an extra effort to do this because we like this.
Right.
So I need to see your priorities in dating. Like, I need to see that you have God first. I need to see how you treat your mama, how you treat your kids, how you involve in the community, because then I could see how we would move together as a unit.
Okay, that's good. So again, it is still focusing on the priorities, because a lot of times women feel like that we may come up underneath the job, or we come underneath the family or something else. And even in a dating situation, you want to know that he will make sure that you're important and take time for you. So that's one of the things. And it's like, these are secrets. And like last week we were talking to the male going, some of the secrets to them, they're like, is that really a secret? Well, it is if you don't know it. So we're going to kind of put it out there. The second one was kind of goes along with how women define, we define ourselves by those who love us. What do you think about that? We define ourselves by the people who love us. So it's important, our connections, our friendships, our family connections, these things are important to us. Whereas men can kind of, you know, they don't have to have a lot of friends. They don't have to be connected and talking to everybody like we do. What do you ladies think about that?
So interestingly enough, I think about Pastor Conway's message since you brought that up. And I do want to understand his circle. You know, my circle is important to me, and then his circle. Who is feeding into him? Who is he talking to for advice? Who is covering him and giving him important information and direction and guidance? Because that's important to know how he, and I think I talk more to the marriage space, how he would cover me as a husband when it's that time. Because it's who are you surrounding yourself with, who I'm surrounding myself with, is important to know. When there's a problem, when there's a conflict, who are you going to run to? Is it your single boys who are going to say, man, move on? Or is it women? Or is it? So who are you surrounding yourself with that's important to your life, that's going to feed and pour into you as it relates to our relationship when you and I come to a pass?
Okay. Jennifer?
Can you ask me the question, please?
Now, Miss Jennifer,
I have to make sure because I have so many thoughts.
She got so many thoughts. Okay, so we as women, we really define ourselves by those who love us. So that, you know, the feeling of having friends around you, having people are more important to us than, say, the man. So do you agree that it's a secret?
I don't think that it's a secret, because when I present myself to dating, I present myself as a daughter first, because my parents are elderly. So whoever I'm dating needs to know that my parents are my number one priority because okay. I'm an only child too. So mm-hmm. I treat my parents like they are only children now. The roles are reversed.
Right, right. Absolutely. So, absolutely.
So I present myself as that. Do I feel like the people who surround, the people who love me, make me to be who I am? Not outside of my immediate circle.
Okay.
Because there are people that love me outside my immediate circle, but there are certain people in my immediate circle that those people,
okay.
you know, like my mom and my dad and my best friend and those people. But there are some people who we share the same blood and I love them and they love me.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh, absolutely.
But they're
not a part of our circle. Well, and I think it goes to show it's really the difference in men and women. And because we are relational people, we do want to connect. And it goes along with number three, that we process things out in talking. And a lot of times men, they want to go and be alone in their man cave. And we talked about that last week when they're like, we just want to be alone. And wow, now I can just tell Jennifer, I can tell she's like, well, I want to be alone too. And that's fine because some of this varies with, you know, people's personalities, how you grew up. If you're an only child, then you probably are used to being alone. And like, look, I can process stuff alone without having to talk out. But in general, women, we get on the phone, we talk to our girlfriends, we talk to, sometimes you want to talk to the person you're dating or married to. And the men were saying, you know, sometimes they don't want to listen. So we talked about this kind of thing. So do you feel that that's important for men to know, that we process things through talking it out?
Let me say that you were right, because I was an only child. It was the opposite. So my parents encouraged me to talk. Like my family, we are talkers, right? Mm-hmm. So I used to talk a lot in my relationships, and I would say, like, I feel this way, or we not going to leave till we talk it out. But that deemed to be not productive.
Okay.
So
okay.
I stopped that probably in my early 20s because it was toxic. Like, trying to force somebody to talk when they don't want to talk,
mm-hmm.
that's toxic.
Like, right.
Why do you want somebody to express how they feel when they're not comfortable? So I'm the total opposite now.
Okay.
And sometimes, like, that's a problem because I'll just be like, all right.
So you don't feel like you need to process things and to talk it out. So when you're with, you're dating or you have a significant other, you don't feel like that you need to talk to him so that you can process things
through. I think that when a situation comes, what has proven to be effective for me is to step back for a little while.
Okay.
Let your emotions calm down. And then come back. But I don't have to, like, talk it out right then and there, because what I know about myself is my immediate reaction is most of the time the wrong one.
But you do want to talk it out eventually.
Eventually.
Okay. So that's good. What about you, Delonda?
I was going to say, I have learned to not react in the moment. So that's
okay.
been a process, because I am feisty, if you want to use a word.
Okay.
I want to talk it out.
I think we all are. Can you guys tell by body language? We all are feisty women. Go ahead, Delonda.
I want to deal with it now. So for me, I want to talk it out. I want to resolve it because, you know, there's scripture. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. So I don't want to go to bed or have a whole day to think about it, because I want to talk it through. I want to understand the problem. What can I do better? And hopefully he understand what I need
mm-hmm,
from him
mm-hmm.
in order for us to resolve the situation. And again, speaking from the marriage experience, in dating, I have no patience. I can say, I just, okay, it didn't work. Bye-bye.
Oh, goodness gracious.
It's like, I'm not, if there's a conflict there and we're not committed, we're just, you know, 1-2 dates.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
take care.
But in a relationship,
but in
yeah.
a relationship and in a marriage, it's important for me to work it out in the moment, because I don't want it to fester. And I'm one that I'm an overthinker. I will think and think.
Okay.
I have been known to create stories in my head, and I make it bigger than it was. So Let's talk about it now.
Yes. Well, you know what? A lot of people do that. A lot of people will make it bigger. And I used to be that person who, yes, let's deal with this now. Let's talk about it. I mean, this is just even with friends, girlfriends. Let's talk about it right now so that we can move on. I don't want to come back 2 days later because I wouldn't have moved on. That used to be what I felt. What I realize is that some people do need time. And so how I am is not how everybody else is. But men, we need them to understand that we are talkers in our communication and how we connect and bond. So understanding that when we want to say, hey, I need to talk to you, or I just need to vent, we're not wanting you to solve the problem. We're just wanting to process this. And sometimes just have a sounding board, somebody that will just take it. Yeah, get it out. Go ahead and get it out. So women, we process things by talking it out. So now those were the secrets that he talked about. Now we're going to move on to the six things that women say they want and need. And number one is to feel safe. The safety and security that a person brings to you. Talk about why that's important. Why is it important for us as women to feel safe?
Well, for me, to feel safe, that also includes my finances. I need to know that when I go out there, because I'm going to get it. And I need to know that when I get it and I put it in that account, that money is safe.
Okay.
No, that money is safe. And I need to be secure to know that you are out there getting it. Just like me.
Okay.
So my safety is that we are in a partnership. We are aligned. We have the same vision and everything is going to be safe.
And I echo that hands down.
Okay.
Because one, again, I take care of mine and I need you to be established, but it's also safe when it comes to my heart.
So, oh yeah.
Yeah. Protecting my heart, you know, safety as far as you're not going to stomp all in over it. You're not going to use it. You're not going to. So what are your intentions and am I safe with you in any setting?
Right. And I think that's important. And I would definitely say safety for the heart, because when you have safety with the heart, that person becomes your protector. I want somebody that can cover me so that I don't feel like people can get to me and, you know, that I'm just open prey out there for anybody. But you have this person that makes you feel safe. My heart is safe with you. So that means you're not going to let people talk about me. You're not going to let people run over me. You're not going to let people run me down. To me, that is so key. And I think a lot of times men miss that because they do tend to go to the safety of the money. And we have a lot of conversations about, well, I've got money, you got money. I'm like, listen. Make sure that this is safe. The heart within me is safe and that you don't do anything.
Would you even choose somebody that you knew wouldn't keep your heart safe?
Well, but I think, and so that's a good question. But I think what happens is you don't really know up front. The point is that a lot of men don't even know what that means when they say a safety. I want you to make me feel safe. They don't know what it means to cover somebody. Because if you haven't covered somebody before and say, okay, you know, I, as the leader, I'm going to make sure that I protect you and I'm this protector. So, yeah. So sometimes and men do that in different ways. So it's really important for us to say this is a really big need for women. And it's usually the number one need, believe it or not, because if you feel safe and secure with your heart, then you know and trust that the money and everything else is going to follow. You know what I'm saying? And he's going to take care of you. So, men, number one, it's the safety to feel safe. Number two, honesty and trust. We have to feel that you're going to be honest and that we can trust you. Now, what does that look like, ladies, for the men out there?
I mean, that is what it is. Like, the same way you follow the rules to keep your job and pay your bills, follow the rules and do what you're supposed to do to keep me. That easy.
So, yeah, that's good. What are your rules? What do you mean when you say follow the rules? What rules do you have?
Whatever rules we establish for our relationship.
Okay.
Every relationship is different. What might not be okay for you in a relationship, that might be okay for me. So whatever we establish that works for us, stick to that.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Those are our rules. And when you go back to, like, protection, so for me, that's honesty and trust. I have to trust you enough that when I'm not present, you are me and I am you.
Okay.
There, no one would disrespect me in front of you because they would feel like that's me sitting there.
Right.
So that's the trust for me.
Okay. What about you, Delanda?
And I can say from the committed relationship to the marriage, the honesty and trust ties to protecting my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So it ties to when I'm not in the room or when you're on your phone, when they slide in your messenger, you're not reacting, that you honor what we have, that you respect what we have, and I can trust you when we're not together, when you're out with your boys, or when you go somewhere where, you know, you may be the main attraction. And be honest with me, if something happened, you know, hopefully it didn't, but if it did, let me know in advance. So let me know I can trust you when we're apart and you're in a situation that you protected my heart.
Okay. And you know what? For me, it's like the trust part is, again, that you do what you say you're going to do. It's so simple. If you say, I'm going to call you back in 20 minutes, it's not 2 hours. To me, no, I'm just telling you.
Come on.
Listen to me.
What if his door got hit? Good Lord.
No. I'm just saying what trust is for me.
Okay.
So we all have our rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taught a man is as good as his word.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say, I mean, that can happen once or twice, but if that's your habit, then you don't, it goes back to consistency.
Okay.
Then if you say, oh, okay, well, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll call, make sure you got home. Okay. And you don't, and it's always going to be something. We got text message now. If it was an emergency, you would let me know, hey babe, it's an emergency. Sorry. I didn't get it's just really plain and simple that you say, that you are going to do something, that you do it. And if you can't do it, you say a reason why. Communication is so important. So the honesty, it falls into, you know, all of this falls into trust. I trust that, like you say, you know how to handle if somebody slides into your DM, if somebody's seeing you, if somebody, you know how to handle all that. And then you can be honest. The honesty part is, hey, say that. You know, when I'm in relationships or whatever and you see beautiful women walk by, I know she's gorgeous. I'm going to say it. Oh, is she beautiful? I know you saw it. Let's just have a conversation. I'm not threatened. I'm not anything. But the honesty of being authentic with each other, to me, is what's important. And I don't think that men always feel like, and I've heard them say this over and over again, well, you can't be honest. You can't tell them the truth because they can't handle it. Well, now, you know, there was a famous line and a few good men that said, you can't handle the truth. Some things are true. We can't handle some of the truths. But however, live your life in a way that whatever truth that you're speaking, it can be something that we can handle.
But don't you think that if we, and you'll probably get to this, so stop me if I go too far. Don't you think that in a relationship, if we first establish like a solid friendship, that some of that goes away. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of my day, if I go out and I see a guy and he's kind of persistent and I'm like, yo, I told you no. And he like, yeah, but I don't care. That's going to be something that I can't wait to go home and tell my best
friend. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
My guy like,
absolutely.
No. But if you don't have that friendship base, then you're going to be trying to call your girlfriend and you might try to be a little slick a little later and be like, oh, yeah, that's that dude that just wouldn't give up.
But yeah,
if you go home and
absolutely.
Tell like,
you're right.
your true friend, then it's more comfortable. But in those situations, I feel like when two people feel like they can't share things or they have to hide it, it's because they are not true friends. Because when I'm dating somebody, that's my goal.
Yeah.
Is for us to be like
absolutely.
Best buddies because I want to tell you all that stuff and I don't want to be like, oh, Lord, you know, I got...
He gonna be mad. Look, he gonna run up there. Who was trying to talk to you? What?
Yeah,
you want him to protect you, but you don't want him to
like,
get into...
I feel like you are, like, my best friend, and we can get home and gossip, basically.
Well, yeah. And of course, and then some men like to hear that because they want to know that the woman that they have and that they're with, that other people want them. So, yeah, you want it to be able to share those friend things with them. Good. It leads us to the next one, which is feeling cherished. Now, think about that word. We need to feel cherished. So I'm going to tell you, when I got married way back in the 80s, okay, people, listen, don't be trying to figure out how old I am. If you want to know, just ask. No, way back. I'm just saying, look, they got, no, I got to make them inbox me. Look, send an email. No. We got to keep conversation going. Come on, you can't give everything out, Jennifer. But when I got married and, you know, they were doing the video and interviews and saying, what do you want to say? What's some words you want to say? I know it sounds really crazy. My ex-husband's grandmother said, cherish her. This is the only advice I have. Cherish her. And she said that with such passion. And at the time in my 20s, I didn't have a clue what that meant, to be cherished. Now, over 50, I understand what it means to be cherished. So men, we're going to talk about this. What does it mean to cherish a woman? So what does that mean to you, to be cherished?
So for me, my love languages are quality time and touch and words of affirmation.
Okay, now you got three. It's only two that you need to have. Go ahead. Go ahead. Okay, you got three. It's only five love languages. She wants to have them all, people. But that's okay.
As I've gotten older and single again, I know myself better. And for me, that's where I can be cherished, know my love language. So words of affirmation. Honestly, texts are cute. They're nice. But drop a card, you know, in the mail. Put a card. And it doesn't have to be big or exuberant. A single rose.
Okay.
Stop by, you know, well, we're all COVID quarantined, but stop by my job or off, take me to lunch. Do little things that show me that I matter and that I mean something to you.
Absolutely.
That you value me.
Yes.
And then touch. I'm definitely a touch person. You know, love just the gentle touch.
Okay.
I don't know about quarantine now, but you know what I mean. When you're in a committed relationship.
Yeah. She's giving somebody out there some clues, people. Okay, go ahead. Touch. Yeah. Okay.
But even just definitely affirmations, you know, that you value me, cherish. It's not even about, oh, I find you beautiful. It's just the appreciation and the quality time, hands down quality time.
Okay.
Weekends away when we're there. That makes me feel cherished and valued.
Cherished. Okay. What about you, Jennifer?
I mean, she used the keyword value, like just reiterate that what I say and how I feel about whatever we're talking about or whatever we're doing is important to you. One of the best examples that I can use, I was in a relationship. We were getting ready to go into a trucking business.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
My ex proposed that we go into a trucking business. He was like, Jen, look, I know this guy. He got like five trucks. I'm about to go buy the trucks. All I need you to do is go set up the business and I'm buying these trucks. I said, well, wait a minute. I don't know anything about trucks. So let me call a financial advisor and see what they say. So tell me why this is so great. And I'm set up a meeting. He was like, you don't got to go set up no meeting. I told you. And I looked at him and he said, okay, see what he say. So I talked to the financial advisor and he was like, yeah. So ask whoever has this great idea, ask them if they have contracts ready to go. If there's money on the table, because you need to consider storage fees, insurance on your drivers. There's a lot of fees that are associated. So you need to make sure that you have those contracts ready to go. So I went home. I said, look, we got to set up the business. We have to pay for the trucks, of course. We got to pay for them to be stored. We have to pay for insurance on the trucks. We have to pay for insurance for the drivers. You still want to do this? And he was like, no, you're right. So although he didn't like me challenging him at first, but I only challenged him because I didn't want his money to go to waste.
Right.
But he valued
what
the,
you had
the
to
process,
say.
What I was going through versus like, it's not your money. Because he could have easily said, it's not your money anyway. I just asked you.
But he valued you and your opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Knowing that what I bring to the table weighs heavy.
Okay. That's really good. And for me, it's the same because, you know, my love language is acts of service. You cherish me. Hey, I'm giving somebody out there some clues. So it's the acts of washing the car. It's the acts of service because that's how I am, as well as words of affirmation. So it does go back to you're feeling valued. And I can remember in one of my relationships, you know, I would say, oh, I need to wake up at a certain time. You have alarms, but this person wanted to make sure that I was up and would call to make sure. So the little bitty things that make you feel cherished. So this is good. Now, the next one is, we want to be heard. I know this is not a secret to you. Men out there, we want to be heard. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Now, this is really interesting because last week we talked men it gets back to the conversation. We want to be heard and validated. Not just heard, we need to be validated. So what do you think about that?
We want to be heard.
Look at him. She's trying to be all soft over there. Come on, we want to be heard, this feisty woman. Go ahead, Delonda. Tell him you want to be heard.
No, it is. It's a true listen to me. And, it, you know, we use it in corporate America all the time, and we use it in everything else. It's, I hear you say, so understand where I'm coming from, what's important to me, and don't shut down. Hear me. Understand me. And then, though we may not, you know, agree 100%, and it's okay to disagree.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
hear my heart and understand where I'm coming from, and then help work together for the success of the relationship.
Okay.
That's good. I don't need to be validated. I don't. It's just not a necessity. I am kind of cocky. Can you tell?
Okay. Well, yeah, we know that. But
I don't need it.
But Jennifer, let me ask you, when the validation is that you heard what I said and you're validating what I said, not so much as a person, mm-hmm. we're talking about when you're wanting to pass on some information. Mm-hmm. And you talk to a person and you say something, mm-hmm. people can hear you but not validate what you said. So that's what I'm talking about, the validation of having communication. I heard you, but they don't validate. You say, you know, I feel this way. And it's like, I heard you. But you want somebody to say, I feel this way and I understand why you feel, why I may not agree, I understand how you could have felt that way. That's the validation I'm talking about.
So my requirement is that we're ultimately on the same page, mm-hmm. or we're mm-hmm. working to get to the same page. So when we're having a conversation, I'm actively listening to you, meaning I'm not just hearing what you say, trying to wait for a pause so I can say something.
Right, right.
And I want the same. When I'm talking, listen versus waiting on the break so you can talk.
Right.
And I will do the same, right? So just my ultimate goal as far as being heard is just that we are on the same page.
Okay. So I want to say it like this. I think if all of us, most people don't do a good job of listening, period. We are not good listeners. And I think if we can all learn how to listen to understand instead of listening to be heard, listen to understand and not just listen to respond. So when you're listening to somebody to understand what they're saying, that's different than listening to respond. Like you said, I'm going to jump in as soon as that, because I got something to say too. So yeah, okay. No, we don't even wait till people are done. We just jump on in. So listen to understand instead of listening to respond. Okay, the last one. This is huge. Understanding that we need a man and we want a man to be mature and decisive. What does that mean? So this word maturity, I mean, it goes both ways. So men, maybe this is your opportunity to say, what you talking about being mature? We are. I'm a grown man. Okay, listen. We're talking about somebody that acts in a mature way. And when I was doing the breakdown of these words, and you act in a grown-up manner, that means you can manage your emotions. That doesn't mean somebody getting mad and angry and whatever. Again, that you can listen. I mean, so it's a lot of things that go into the maturity. Somebody that can make clear decisions, because that's a sign of strength. What do you ladies think about that?
I would say one of the first things that attract me about a man when I walk in the room is that he doesn't need to be seen or heard, that he can exist and just not do much. And that takes maturity. Like,
absolutely.
Men have to come to that space where they're confident and they don't have to be seen or heard. So when they are sitting there, mm-hmm. and they don't have to stand up, they don't have to be the clown in the room, they don't have to have the loudest voice. So maturity to me means he can exist, he can just sit there. That attracts me to a man when I know he's like, he's in his space and he's comfortable with that, and he doesn't need to call attention to himself.
Okay, that's really good. I hadn't thought about that. When a man could just exist. Mm. Oh, girl, when you see that, oh, look at us. Oh, when you see that man just walk in, you don't have to say nothing, and you just see him. Who is that? Okay, if you're out there, we want to know. Okay, go ahead, Delonda.
You know what, girl?
They are.
You hit that on the head. I, past life, former, was that charismatic, always on, and I know I don't need that. I need the man who, to you, is like, is confident within himself and doesn't need all of that attention. He's mature enough to know who he is and whose he is, and just be. yeah, mature enough to make decisions, have all his stuff together, you know, his finances, his just everything just together, just, and doesn't need all that attention, doesn't need accolades from everybody, every woman, every person, but they know who they are. I love that.
And you know, when you say that's a good, when you say don't need the accolades from everybody, they don't have to have their ego boosted.
Yep.
They don't have to have somebody patting them on the back. Well, no. When you're with him, but I'm saying, but the man that wants everybody to be boosting his ego, you know, and so I think it does get into the strength of the character that a person brings. And you know what? You can see that. Like we said, you can actually see that on people when they walk in the door. It's not about the dress or fancy show of whatever they got going on. They don't have to have on a lot of chains. Like I was going to say, I know, I just went way back, okay?
Oh, they sound like this.
I know, I'm just saying, but it's that energy that they carry about themselves. And it gets to the decisiveness. We want to talk about the good decisions. Making those good decisions. I think that goes back to the maturity of a person, a maturity of a man. And again, you use your example in one of your relationships. And the maturity was that he valued you and he saw, okay, I need to listen. I need to understand. And then he was able to make a mature decision and say, that's not the thing that we should do. So, you know, so all of that is wrapped up into that. So this is just a short list. We can continue on, but we have to go because we have limited amount of time. But isn't this good? I mean, I just thought it was a good thing. We talked about what the men want to need. We talk about what the women want to need. So now there's this big list, and I'll send you the list of both for men and women, because if we can both understand each other, I think that relationships have a high rate of being successful, because right now everybody's bumping heads and everybody got their own opinions about stuff and their own experiences and this and that. I'm trying to help people wade through all of the mess so we can stop the insanity that's going on and actually find and get in good, solid relationships and understanding each other on the same page. So this is so great. Ladies, now we're going to give you an opportunity to tell a quick crazy dating story, because we always want to have that, because that's always amusing to us.
It is.
So what's your crazy dating story?
So I met this guy and we're still friends to this day. I went into a restaurant and I seen him go in front of me, and I created this whole scenario. I said, oh, he's meeting his wife here for a dinner. I just made him all those stories. So I went in there. I was going to the bar. I looked up. He was at the bar. So he had an empty chair next to him. I said, oh, that's cute. His wife is coming. So I set up my iPad. I'm doing my work, waiting on my food, drinking my water and my hot tea. So I looked up and I said, he's still waiting. I was like, whoa, his wife late? Like, we've been here about a half an hour. My food came. And so I'm eating and he's still, you know, looking at his phone. He didn't put in his headphones and he's like jamming out, right? And then he flipped his phone down. I said, that man is here by himself. So I was single at the time. And I said, you know what? That's a black man here. I'm a black woman. And there are other nationalities here. And none of them are sitting by themselves. So I was like, this is an opportunity to bridge the gap. So I said, worst case scenario, he's going to be like, look, my wife is on the way.
Yeah.
Stop. So the waiter came over and I was like, hey, you see that guy right there? Take him this note. And I had wrote him a note. I said, hey, there's no reason why a black man and a black woman should be in a restaurant and we can't sit together and have a funny conversation. Let's talk politics. So the waiter went over. He was real slick about it. He passed him the note. And the guy had already looked at me a couple times. So I had my hints that I was safe.
Oh, okay.
So the guy turned around. He started laughing. I said, bring your stuff over. So he brought his stuff over. He was like, no woman has ever done that to me. He said, but you took a risk. I said, I did. That's why that last line said, let's talk politics. That was my safe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
In case you came with any of that crazy stuff, I said we was talking politics. That's it. So funny story was, we fast forwarded. We weren't meshed together in a relationship, but we are still friends.
Friendship.
To this day. Yeah. So yeah, that was funny because that was my first time, like, and I wasn't even drinking. I don't know what, I just was really feeling myself that day. I was casually
dressed. She said she was confident. Okay.
I didn't have any makeup.
Yeah. Oh, she did say cocky.
I said cocky.
No, okay.
I'm confident, borderline cocky, and I think there's a place for that too.
Oh, absolutely.
So that story taught me, because we talked about how women come into a place and men aren't comfortable now.
Yes.
Because so many people have so many different things going on. And so
right.
I was like, I wanted to create a safe space. And we laughed and talked for like 3 hours.
See, now that's a good crazy. That's the first, I have done about 30 episodes, and that's the first good crazy dating story that we've had. That's great. So that gives to everyone out there, you know what, if you feel in some kind of way, it's okay to take the initiative, write a note. And yeah, use a waiter.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
No, that was a good crazy dating story. Thanks for sharing. I want to thank you ladies for coming and sharing your woman knowledge. And we're going to just continue these podcasts when I tell you we're going to get bigger and bigger and stronger and keep sharing the knowledge out there. If you are listening, please, you want to watch this, go to effecttv.com, go to drgladney.com, go to my YouTube channel. It's on Roku, it's on Fire TV. We're everywhere. And then we're still international with the audio. So I'm so excited. Listen, I want everybody to have a wonderful, wonderful week. And ladies, you have any last 15-second anything to say?
Yes, ladies, do the work on yourself and you will attract good, mature, spiritually grounded, financially stable men.
Okay, all right, that's good.
I think that sums it up, that says it all.
So okay.
Self-love and yes. What she's doing.
And absolutely, we want you to absolutely do the work. Men need to do work. Women need to do work so we could all come together and make each other better. That is it for this week. We will see you next week. Until that time, I want you to stay sane in this crazy world of dating. This is Single Life with Dr. G, Dating Over 40.